Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
So while we're all being trained to fight with each other and hate each other, while we're being taught that Christianity is evil and the West is bad because it's our only hope, they're building the post-human future, and now they're admitting it everywhere and saying, yeah, humans are bad, right, for the Earth. We've all been taught to hate ourselves. So just lay down and die, crawl in a ditch. Resistance is futile. And a lot of people say, hey, you're right, the world's gone, this stuff's all real, I'm just going to go play golf and have a good time. You're not going to be fulfilled doing that while all this unfolds and hiding out from it. And the way they have tricked humans into going along with this is a joke. They just got people in an arrested development trance where the average man, I know, if they were aware of what was happening and ever felt the animating contest of engaging this and saying no to it and turned their discernment on, would never want to just screw off and play games all day. But men are arrested on average at about age 12, and women are arrested at about age 10. And it's because people have not been through persecution, they've not been through adversity. Because all of that's been taken away. That's why they banned 20 years ago dodgeball, and then now most schools have banned running during recess. They're trying to get rid of exercise itself. I mean, they just want you as weak as possible, as poisoned, as stupid. And, oh, now they're banning, you know, old Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, stop-start animation, because some of the other reindeer are mean to him. He has a red nose. It's a story of overcoming, and he has a gift, and the other ones are inherently jealous of it. I told my middle daughter when she was going to the new school because she wanted to go there where friends went. I said, now listen, you really are really pretty. I mean, I'm not trying to make you know, a power trip or anything, but I said, you're 11 years old. You look like a supermodel. And I said, people are going to be really nice to you at first. Then they're going to be really mean to you. And then if you ignore it, then they'll all be really nice to you and leave you alone. And that's the process that's taking place. And it's because she's pretty and she's smart. And she's special. And they don't like that because there's a spirit of evil in our young people now, particularly, and everybody knows about it. There's a lot of young people that are great, but that story of Rudolph and how they're mean to him, but then he has that gift, that's really a deep story. And that's really what it's like when you have a real gift. I mean, what you think if you're the coolest, strongest dude that you get left alone? You think when you sing the best in choir, a lot of the people in the choir hate your guts. Especially when people are young. In this modern society, people have been taught to get in gangs and bully people. But instead of telling kids to go get on Prozac because you get bullied, explain to them to overcome it and to make it a joke, and then they become strong. But they don't want anybody to ever go through those processes. As many historians have pointed out in different ways, but adversity makes strong people, and decadence and plenty creates monsters. Prosperity creates monsters. Adversity creates men. And so there's that paradox of the West creating so much freedom and so much wealth that now we have a giant crop of just spoiled, rotten, evil people who don't want to actually go out and build anything. They actually hate everything good and pure. And then the final expression of that is the Satanists that want to rape children and torture them and all the rest of it. That's where this leads. That's who they are. Their religion is destroying all that's good. Be right back. Cyber Week is here with the biggest sales of 2019. No sales in our history can even approach this. Triple Patriot points. Store-wide free shipping. 50 to 70% off. And when you add auto ship to it on the order, a lot of these products become loss leaders, meaning I'm losing money on them, but bringing in capital so I can fund ourselves into next year. It is critical for folks to take advantage of these sales. If you've ever been on the fence trying some of the products like the protein bars or Turbo Force and the fish oil, now is the time. We've got huge specials on DNA Force Plus, our flagship product, with a free bottle of Brain Force Plus with it. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com during Cyber Week. Now, a lot of these sales will continue through Christmas, but some of them have to end because the products are selling out. InfoWarsStore.com funds the InfoWar. Thank you.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news. Today, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Overkill. Enough is enough. Ultimate sin. What is the ultimate sin? Corrupting the children is the ultimate sin. Being a coward and not standing up for the children is the ultimate sin. Not joining with the Holy Spirit is the ultimate sin. Doors are closed and cannot be opened. Think about that. Think about being the people that serve evil. You look at them, they are slaves. They are so unhappy. And they're just driven to dominate, driven to build total control over humanity, believing then they could be free. But first, they must bring down humanity for their master. Do they really believe their taskmaster is ever going to deliver on those promises? Yes, that taskmaster is going to deliver on temporal power on this planet, but only to carry out the will of the slave master. And the food, the wine, the sex is like the allegory of the dead ship, ghost ship from the cheesy Pirates of the Caribbean, the Black Pearl. They try to drink the wine, try to eat the food, and it all just turns into ash in their mouths. None of it fulfills. None of it satiates. Let me tell you, getting closer to God, my life is so satiated, so empowered, so fulfilled. Food tastes so much better. Sex is so much better. My vision is so much better. My mind is so much better. Everything is so much better. But can you take it? And the truth is, the average person has been warped and twisted to where they can't even begin to see reality. It's too painful. It's a form of mass autism where stimuli and a connection to the eternal is like walking out on the edge of a cliff to them, or a spacewalk. And it's like, whoa, they can't handle the limitlessness of it. Instead of just having that connection, and I want to be positive here about something before I get into the news. Let me have a guess, and then I'll get to the calls. I promise I'll give the number out, and we'll take calls the whole third hour. I meant to get to them earlier. I just haven't given the number out yet. Instead of focusing on the globalists and how bad they are, which is important to do, but we should just do it, point out who they are, point out how they're liars, point out how they're deceiving, and just do it very scientifically and then move on 80% of the time to talk about the good in the world and why it's worth defending. The globalists know we care about our children, but they don't want us to have that instinct, so they're trying to breed that out of us. But they know we care about the earth, we care about the fish, we care about the water, we care about the air, we care about the trees, we care about the little animals. So they manipulate that sentimentality and say, oh, you're killing it, you're bad. Build an anti-human world. We'll protect the animals if you do what we say. They're holding the animals hostage. They're holding the earth hostage, saying, give us carbon taxes. Give us AI surveillance. Give us total control. Let us decide who can have a business and who can't. Who can even have paper? Get to that in a moment. Fahrenheit 451 is now about to be achieved. Wait to hear this. It's like somebody saying, hey, if you tell your parents that I molested you, I'm going to kill your cat. And that's what these abusers do. I've read about divorce cases where people will say, you know, if you don't tell the judge that you want to live with me, something's going to happen to your cat that I've got. There are parents that do things like that in this country. And so it's the psychology of psychopaths, the psychology of terrorists. And you know, I'm not going to lay down to terrorists, because turning my backside to them and curling up in a ball so they can come eat my guts out and listen to them smack and enjoy themselves, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to wrap my hands around their throats and I'm going to squeeze politically till their eyeballs pop out and blood pours out of their nose. You understand? And I don't care. They're scrabbling with their claws, clawing my guts out while I'm doing it. That's good. That's good. They can just do that while I'm on top of them, squeezing and squeezing spiritually and wrapping around them until their bones break, until all their ribs cave in. And then I'm going to tear their heart out. Understand how that works politically? Because you see, they've sold this image of people standing up for what's right as a bunch of chicken neck slaves. That's the globalists. They're the chicken neck slaves, not us. We're luminous beings. They're a bunch of fallen, twisted trash. And it's time to stop fearing them. And it's time to stop bowing to them. And it's time to stop trying to curry favor with political correctness and little ways to try to get along. You're not getting along. You're giving into a cult of bullying abusers that know exactly what they're doing, and they're sick. And you need to stop feeding them. You need to stop bowing to them in the hope that they'll leave you alone. They're not leaving us alone. They're attacking us. The only satisfaction you're ever going to find in this universe, and boy is it satisfaction, is overrunning these people with truth and logic and revelation and justice. And exercising it. And planting your flag. And then flamethrowing them with the truth. They can't stand it. And when they persecute you, don't be in a victim mentality of, oh, I'm being persecuted. Be glad they're attacking you, because you're pulling them off the children. I meant to play this last Friday. I never got to. Will you guys pull up the polar bears attacking walruses, please? Pull that up. I'm going to air it next segment. Thanks. Now, I haven't plugged yet, and I don't like plugging. But if I need to fund this revolution, this operation, I'm going to bring you great products so you want to reorder them so they work great for you. Because cosmically, I'm not going to sell you something that isn't great. It's a no-brainer. But we're at the same place we were last year financially. And that means we can't expand and do a lot of really important things in the field. And then down the road, after the election, I'm already spending money that I need to run next year now. Anybody that's had operations and had, quote, businesses know you have to buy the new product, you have to pay for everything, you have to do it. And I pay our warehouse people twice what the industry does, just because I can't help it. I just do it so they can have a decent car and have a decent place to live. That's how I operate. And yeah, I really don't look forward to laying off a bunch of people. I don't look forward to having to shut this operation down and do it smaller. I really want to expand in the face of the enemy, because you're either winding up or you're winding down. And I don't like being held in stasis. Okay, that is not where I want to be. Okay, so let's all go to the next level together. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Everything we sell helps you. The fish oil, the krill oil, whitening toothpaste, the regular toothpaste without fluoride, the colloidal silver iodine, the super blue, the super silver toothpaste. The DNA Force has the best form of CoQ10 and PQQ you're going to find with a bunch of other ingredients that supercharge it and take it across the cellular wall or the membrane. Plants have cell walls. We have cell membranes. And it's just incredible. I mean, it's a fountain of youth. The stress and everything I've been through, everybody says, man, you look like 10 years younger. What's going on? Well, I'm taking my DNA Force religiously. I'm taking my fish oil religiously. I'm taking my X2, my X3. And, you know, instead of eating a plate of enchiladas for, you know, when I was hungry yesterday working up here late, I just ate one of the protein bars, and it was awesome. I had a piece of leftover pizza and a carrot when I got home and drank a bunch of water. I mean, it's great. InfoWarsStore.com, cyber sale week is here. Free shipping, triple Patriot points, that's all new. Just do your Christmas shopping with us or do with the big globalist and jump off a cliff. I don't know, but just whatever you do, I want to thank you for your support. Do your Christmas shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. We got it all. Apparel, you name it. I want to thank you for your support.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100, ShopSuperTea.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning,
hills are filled with fire,
hills are filled with fire.
If they say I never loved
if
you,
they say I never loved you.
The song right here,
you know, they are a liar.
So, Hollywood. The big Rothschild carbon tax scam. Thinks you're so stupid, they show you images of an old dying polar bear. And they show this in public schools for 3 years. Little kids make them cry. Saying, you're doing this. You're making this polar bear die. And BBC, National Geographic, were showing you this propaganda. They all put this up there purposefully. And they lie to you. And they say, oh, polar bears can't swim. Look at the baby. He's going to drown. They hunt in the spring and summer and fall on the ice floes. Their numbers are 5 times what they were in the 1950s. They're exploding everywhere because no one hunts them anymore. But they tell you there's global warming. Look, the ice is melting. Yes, it's hunting seals out there. This is all a fact. Like honeybees, you know, gather pollen and then make honey by partially digesting it and vomiting it out. Or like the sun is a giant, you know, ball of ignited thermonuclear fire. I mean, it's a fact. The sports jacket I'm wearing is gray. I have blue eyes. Fire is hot. But they show children this. Anybody can go out and show you, you know, starving deer in Austin, Texas because they're sick. They're old. They've been hit by a car. But it's emotional manipulation at a base level, and then no one challenges it. They're trying to make it illegal to challenge this, climate change. But I wanted to play a BBC piece because they were filming, the same host did this later, from the backside of cliffs where they were birthing their calves, the walruses, and the polar bears are coming in trying to eat the calves, so the walruses turn around and let the polar bear attack and bite and scratch them, trying to pull them off the babies, because that's who they want to eat, because they're more juicy and delicious. Okay. Now, in many cases, they push the polar bears back, but other cases they don't. They push them off the edge of a cliff. They show walruses falling off cliffs and say they're committing suicide because of you. And then little teenage girls commit suicide on record because they're so sad they killed a polar bear. All lies. So I thought I'd run some of this footage of what polar bears really do. And when they get old and their teeth fall out, they die, like mammals have forever, like elephants do, and their third set of teeth wear out as well. Well, this is reality, but it also has a parable. Why are the walruses standing up for their babies? Because they have common sense. They have instincts to protect their young. Let's roll some of this audio.
The barrier, but it stands firm.
This is the pedophile media.
It appears that the world's largest land carnivore has met his match.
He wants to transgender the boys so they don't have children. He wants the testicles. Can he get it? If he can trick the child at age 5 to say maybe he thinks he's another sex,
in the armor somewhere,
the school can take over from the parents and they can mutilate the child.
Not here.
Not here, though, not in the Bible Belt. The evil humans fight back against the pedophiles.
See it sitting on top of the baby, protecting
it? Female walrus is shielding her pup. If he can just prize her off.
If he can just get the 5G going, that'll get them. Just drink the fluoride. If you give them fluoride, they submit.
Bears and teeth can't penetrate her thick hide.
If he just called it the right of a feminist to kill her baby, she would give it to him.
Let's move quickly. Having failed with one, he heads straight for another.
By the way, they get tired of him and kill him. It takes him a while to die, and of course they film it and then say that humans cause him to die in another report. Seriously.
...from the walrus are so severe that he can barely walk.
Oh. The same presenter filmed them falling off another cliff nearby and said, "We did it."
Believe I can fly.
What that is hundreds of walruses all backed up fighting polar bears, and they're getting pushed off the back. But see, that's how they operate, ladies and gentlemen. That's how they lie to you. And so polar bears routinely get injured and die trying to eat walruses. Sometimes killer whales will bite one of their legs off, and then the same shows will film it and say, "You did it." And you're like, "Well, I don't buy that." Well, your five-year-old daughter sure as hell does. And that's what they teach in public and private schools all over the world, is that polar bears can't swim, and they're dying because of you, because you haven't killed yourself or turned all your life over to the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers and Al Gore and their damn carbon exchange. So again, the walruses will defend their babies. And again, we just skip to the end. You can just type in, what's the name of the video from BBC? Polar bears versus walrus colony. There's a whole bunch of them. You can watch them running them off cliffs. You can watch them all. And then you can see the same show later, the same narrator. Attenborough has admitted that he came out later and claimed that humans caused walruses to jump off cliffs and that it was a mistake. He shouldn't have said that. But it doesn't matter. The school kids are still being shown it. Think of the level of deception. Think of the level of lies. Polar bear numbers are up at least fivefold in northern Europe and northern Russia and Alaska. They're up even more. The damn things are running around like cockroaches everywhere. Killing people, killing animals, and fine. They just aren't in danger. They call them threatened because, again, people don't think that bears swim. It is an Arctic aquatic bear that, given long enough, if you believe in evolution, will turn into something like a walrus, I guess. Or I guess you'd say that's what a leopard seal is in the Antarctic, swimming around eating the pinguinos, which, again, they tell school children, look at the penguins. They're on the rocks. They're on the ice. They can't swim. They're going to die. Penguins can't walk very well because on land is their secondary life. They're mainly an aquatic bird. See that video of your TV viewer? You see that penguin running, swimming 20 miles an hour? When he gets on land, though, he can barely walk. Later, he attacks the seal, and the seal runs off because the bird is just telling him, "Screw you." It's an amazing video as well. But again, humans won't stand up for ourselves like the penguin. But there's all these lessons here from life and how they're lying to our children. Why do we put up with these criminals? I guarantee you, your kids go to public school, this is going on right now. And the criminal teachers know what they're doing. They're all part of a cult of liars. And I guarantee you, half those teachers want to rape your children. They're already raping their mind. They're already raping their soul. They're already trying to put the smarter boys on, you know, drugs to fry their brains. Why do we put up with these criminals? Let's recognize who they are. Lying scum, filth, that literally think you're idiots and want to enslave you into their damn cult. Gavin McInnes is coming up. Spread the word about the broadcast or roll over to die. You want to break some globalist ribs. You want to crush some skulls politically. You want to drive ice picks through their eyeballs spiritually. There's nowhere you can spend money. There's nowhere you can place your bet. in a fight where it's going to have more power per dollar. Your bang for your buck here gets you great products at great prices that literally fund the system where the spirit of resistance lives to drive it home to the enemy. And so it's very simple. If you don't want to be slaves and you want to see the fight taken to the enemy, which God wants to see, you see, we have to make the effort 110%. God will finish the move. And I know I need to stay in the fight, in the attack, attack, attack. I want to attack. I want to go after the globalists. And just believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that if you want somebody to commit to you and your family to fight for all of our futures together, you've got to guarantee you keep me in the game. I'm going to bust my ass with everything I got for us, for myself and my family, for your family, because we're in this together. InfoWarsStore.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about this secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all." Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Front lines of the information war.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words. What to mean, what to say, Mother.
Dark for life. Can you hide them from the weed-in world? Look at the left today. All they do is try to keep people down and scared and not aware. What a cult of sickos. What a cult of freaks. Gavin McGinnis joins us for the next 30 minutes.
to chronicle all the incredible things happening, the ongoing fake impeachment. We have got Trump coming to the defense big tech and the EU's tax on them. I wish he'd come to our defense with the EU putting in all this anti-free speech legislation that now big tech has adopted, because we wouldn't set the standard and say free speech is protected. Trump created a vacuum and allowed the EU to come in and set standards that now we're living under. And Reuters reported yesterday that China has been chosen, the communist Chinese, to standardize the world ID for the internet and what that means. Tracking, tracing, kicking you off of it, controlling you, the Chinese social score, and are standardizing the voice print, the face print, everything. We already knew that because we saw them being followed and their specs being adopted. But it's not America that's creating global specs anymore and standards. It's the Chi-Coms, and they have adopted the metric system, so that was the final nail. Now we're getting rid of it, of our original system. The point is, whether you're for the metric or for the other, the Chi-Coms are in command because they're making human clones, they're making human-animal clones, they're creating AI, they've got giant death camps, and it's an incredible time to be alive. And you've got the real woke folks in Hong Kong saying no, waving American flags for what America's supposed to represent. And you've got the Antifa running around in a reign of terror. So Gavin McGinnis of freespeech.tv, always great to have you here with us. We haven't talked before you came on. You're looking sharp there as usual in your studio. What do you want to hit first?
Well, I think the interesting, I'm glad you brought up China, because I was thinking about that today. I lived in China for a while, and Asian Americans are just like us. It's the same culture. They've assimilated. They're cheerleaders. They get it. But Chinese, the country over there, is inexorably incompatible with Western society. They are totally different. Like, you'd see a woman who was just in a scooter accident, right? And she cut her knee open. She has blood pouring from her knee. But you're not supposed to show emotion there. So she's just standing there waiting for an ambulance as blood gushes from her knee. And people are just walking by her. Like, the way they see life over there is totally different than the way we see life. They don't value it the same way we do.
I'm glad you make that point. You know, Asian Americans, and I'm not doing some virtue signaling, ass-kissing thing, they statistically are the biggest supporters of Trump in a non-white population. They don't like people that don't work. They're just overachievers. Nine of the richest groups by ethnic tracking, according to the federal government, are Asians. You know, whites aren't even on that, you know, top nine list. But exactly, you go to China, though, the communist Chinese under Mao invented something called gung-ho, which means working as one machine as a robot. And then the Marines adopted that, thinking it was good. No, that doesn't mean working as a team. It means turning your mind over and being a zombie. So gung-ho is a Mao Zedong saying, and you're right. In China, they kill you if you don't submit. So they literally dial in like drones or something. And in their own definition, it means working as one mind, one hive. And so this is a global AI gung-ho takeover.
Well, Mao is not a bad guy over there, too. The statues all over Beijing, all over Shanghai, huge monuments to him. And you say, but he killed, and I hate when people say 40 million, 70 million. He killed 70 million of you. And they all just shrug and go, I don't know what the big deal is. The trains ran on time. You got to break some eggs to make an omelet. And I go, human life is valuable. You know, they have a rule over there. If you hit someone with your car and, you know, you really screw them up badly, then you have to pay their medical bills. And if they're in a coma, that could be, you know, all the money you have. So what people tend to do when they really wallop someone is just drive over them again and again and make sure they're dead so that you don't have any bills. Look at the human trafficking going on, the stealing organs. I mean, we're doing business with China like they're Canada, and they're not. It's a totally different country. We had the same problem in the Middle East, too, as Buchanan points out. He said, we're dealing with these jihadists like they're worthy adversaries, and we're playing by the same rule. When we see an American flag on a coffin, our heart breaks. When they see a dead soldier, they go, yes, he's going to heaven. We did it. That's victory to them. Death is victory to them. It's like we're the only culture that likes life.
And that's why the global corporatists want to overwrite the West, the Renaissance, true liberalism. And to do it, they brought in a fake authoritarian anti-free speech liberalism that's cancer. And all of these young people, the millennials at least, more than half of them are totally adopting it. It's frightening.
They like, you know, we say we're pro-life if we're anti-abortion. They're pro-death. Here in New York City, they're so radical that I've met many people who go, yeah, abortion is murder, and I'm for it. I'm pro-murder. And you sort of go, well, I don't know where to go with this argument here. This is the culture we're living in. I just saw on Telegram, Milo was talking about how when you start sabotaging marriage and till death do us part, when you encourage women to be complete sluts, the civilization is usually gone in about three generations. And I think the globalists, if you were to bring that up to them, they go, yeah, yeah, that's what we're going for. We want total obliteration so we can rebuild a pro-death society that's just like China, where we can have credit scores and I can be in control of all of you peons and I can handle who gets what liberty and when. I mean, we're really fighting for our lives.
And that's the craziest part, is because the people that lower the drawbridge to authoritarianism are always the first to be fed into the meat grinder. So all these leftists that already went and got three or four worthless degrees and have been told, hey, we've got to have a takeover, then you'll finally get a job running everybody else's life, they're never going to be in a power position. They are the ultimate schmucks.
I look at their chats sometimes, and they say, what will be your favorite job after the revolution, these commie chat rooms? And they almost always say, designing military's uniforms, putting little epaulets on and maybe having a stripe down this one and maybe a peacock feather sticking out the back of this one. You go, no, you're not going to be designing uniforms. You're going to be on the gulag in slave labor. Alex Jones will be fine. Gavin McInnes will be fine. We're sheltered. We've got backup plans. You don't. You're a loser, and you're going to be the first to go.
Oh, the globalists want to collect people like you and I, and I'm not bragging, like baseball cards. They're begging us to join them constantly. Just please, please, please. Oh, I mean, because we have souls. We have power. These poor little slaves don't get it. They have nothing the globalists want. They want you dead. You're dead if you're lucky.
We're fighting for gays. We're fighting for visible minorities. We're fighting for women. We're trying to increase women's happiness. Feminism has devastated women's lives. We're saying, no, you shouldn't be in a cubicle doing someone's social media. You should be at home shaping the lives of kids. When our horrible, evil patriarchy that they seem to think is a handmaid's tale is all about freedom, liberty, the First Amendment, the Second Amendment, everyone being armed, everyone being in control of their own destiny. And they go, no, you're evil. You're trying to impress me. And I go, okay, what's your scenario? Oh, well, what we do is we control everyone's speech. We make sure that only the state has guns. And I just go, you're describing tyranny. You're describing America in 1609. We already went through all that. Why do you want to go back in time? Is it because you're a loser?
Well, that's it. They literally, there's new footage coming out. I want to talk about this when we come back. I'm glad you raised this. Project Veritas has done it again. They've got people in the newsrooms dreaming about how they're going to kill conservatives and nationalists and patriots once they get full control. Well, hell, they tell us that on the street, but they've reportedly got a bunch of footage of executives and others talking about how they can't wait to start killing us in the re-education camps. We'll talk about that with the host of freespeech.tv. Get off my lawn, Gavin McInnes. I'm Alex Jones. Don't forget, we have band.video, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just glad there's all these new independent groups forming. Whatever you do, listeners, spread the word about freespeech.tv and band.video. We're all fighting.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Famous Footwear supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, folks, I will give the number out starting next hour, and I will take calls a little bit in the next hour, and then Mike Adams will take over the last three segments of the fourth hour, and then I think I'm going to go host War Room with Owen Schroyer. Next week, he's going to be going to the Trump rally in Hershey, Pennsylvania, with some of the other crew. I'm going to be helping host his show because I just want to start doing 6-7 hours a day. And I'm also going to be launching a demonstration next week at one of the major water treatment plants here in Austin where they put hydrofluorosilicic acid in the water. I'll have all the Harvard studies, the Cornell studies, the CDC studies, the EPA studies, and the latest Journal of American Medicine study that is totally killing us and giving us cancer and lowering IQ. So I promise you, maximum effort. I'm going to work even harder with 334 days left in the election. But to do that, we need capital. I mean, it's going to take money to get the armored truck so we can go right into the Antifa up to this Trump rally and a bunch of other places on the East Coast with security, with crew, with Caitlin Bennett and so many others. And you're doing that. You're funding it. So InfoWarsStore.com, Cyber Week right now. This is the biggest sales we've ever had. Triple Patriot points, free shipping, free bottles of Brain Force Plus and Amazing Nootropic when you get it with DNA Force Plus or X2 or X3. Some of these are lost leaders, ladies and gentlemen.
We've got a lot of products back in stock, like the krill oil, the larger tubes of the hyaluronic skin cream that's got the nano silver end as well. Next level. That's a patented product that's authorized in hospitals and over the counter. But when you do it through the patenting, like our super silver wound gel, it costs us a lot more. But because it's a new product through the top company in the U.S. that we private label, they've never even put this out. We came up with the hyaluronic skin cream with the nano silver, but don't have to pay the patent money. So we're able to get these tubes for $5 instead of $10. And so it's a lot less than the super silver wound gel. But it's the top of the line best there is out there. So it creates this shield, and then it's the best skin cream out there. That's back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Huge sales running right now. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. And listen, if you shop at Walmart or Dick's Sporting Goods or Target, they're funding anti-gun transgenderism, where they go in and trick five-year-olds to have their rights taken away and then prepared into a squeeze chute to have their penises and testicles chopped off by a satanic cult that runs the planet. This is all mainstream news, ladies and gentlemen. It's that insane. There's a report put out that's so incredible by Greg Reese dealing with this. Castration Incorporated, Planned Parenthood, and the business of transgenderism. We have the documents where a famous pedophile psychiatrist in the 40s came up with this plan, tried to launch it in the 50s. It failed. But this is a depopulation program. And it's also a plan to be able to have sex with children. He did have sex with children. You'll know it. It's a household name when you see the report. And I want to get into that. Our guest will be with us 15 minutes the next hour. But I wanted to get into censorship. And I was asking Gavin McInnes of freespeech.tv, what do you want to hit next? And he said, I want to talk about the war on free speech and how bad it's gotten and just how serious it is. Because it's not just conservatives now. It's everybody. AI control. And you were laying a lot of that out with me during the break, Gavin.
Yeah, Nick Monroe is doing a lot of research about the, I don't know what they're called, the health and safety department of Twitter or something. They're the ones that handle who gets to say what and how are we saved from hate. But he's been looking up the Twitter accounts of all these individuals, and they're all, the wall is racist, I want to murder Trump. They're all not just liberals, they're radical alt-left SJW Antifa types. And these are the ones running the show. And, you know, you think about it and you go, so why do you hate Trump so much? Because he's racist? He wasn't racist before 2008, 2016. He's homophobic. He never even mentions gays. And I wonder what's really behind this. And I think what's really behind their hatred of Trump and their hatred of you, their hatred of me, their hatred of the right conservatives is a hatred of masculinity. They talk about smash the patriarchy, but they really mean smash the masculinity. They're fat, ugly, beta nerds who got picked on, and they see Twitter as a chance for them to get revenge for all the wedgies they got in high school. And they don't get that their petty little revenge score is actually stifling what makes this country great, and that is open conversation.
I totally agree with you. And again, I love Trump. We all help get him elected. I like a lot of the things he's doing. But the fact that he's done nothing to big tech when they're organized together, they're lying to Congress. They're now blocking Republican ads. They're letting Democrats run ads under other names everywhere. They're suppressing the voter population. That's admitted. And Trump said that, but then does nothing. He said 6 months ago, I'm about to take strong action on big tech. We need the action now. Why do you think he hasn't taken action, and what do you think is going to happen if he doesn't take action? Because, as you know, the censorship started with you and I. It's now everybody.
It's everybody. I think he's not a pussy, but he doesn't like doing anything that will make him unpopular. And he's scared that intervening is going to look too communist. He's an open market guy. He's a free market guy. And he's scared of appearing too Maoist. Trump, it's gone way past Maoism. Google has changed their modus operandi from do no evil to let's change the election. They just had that whistleblower who came out and said that they realized they can get Hillary anywhere from 2.5 to 15 million more votes.
And so she's getting ready to come back in.
They are activists. They, not just Hillary, but any Democrat. They've decided that in retrospect, they thought they could have changed the election if they were stricter. So they're going to do it with this next election. And you go, this is no longer just a company that's operating the free market. This is someone meddling in the election. Everything the left accuses us of doing, they are openly doing. And Trump has to listen to this whistleblower and say, wait a minute. You're no longer a search engine. You are controlling the minds of the country. And we have to shatter that. We have to unshackle ourselves from these chains. Because it's not just Google doing it. Twitter's doing it. They're all altering the conversation of the entire country. And then when you and I try to go, actually, that's not true. This was changed in 2012 or update them on some legislation or something. We can't. So they can go off on their lying tangents. We're drifting pretty far into Chinese culture, to be honest.
Well, I mentioned that when you first came on. In fact, it's in my stack from yesterday. It was Reuters. Will somebody pull it or just reprint it? But the headline was, UN chooses China to create new global specs for face scanning on iPhones and other smartphones. But when you actually read it, they're preparing the big global ID where to get online, you've got a face scan, and then all the nightmares that come with that of controlling your identity, kicking you off the web, a social credit score. China just announced 2 days ago that, yes, it's the law to get on the Internet. You've got a face scan. So the UN world government is adopting this as the model, and the UN is now standardizing it for all of us.
It's literally an episode of Black Mirror. We are literally in the Twilight Zone. Did you see that guy who was arrested for making a Facebook post where he criticized the Hong Kong police and implied they were totalitarian?
Oh, yeah, and they have him all chained up in that special chair.
Yeah, he's got, like, his hand looks like a keg, and it's got all these bars around him where he can't move. And you go, well, that's absurd. At least we'll never have that here. The UK is exactly like that. You've got people getting their doors knocked on by cops because they made an unfortunate joke.
They have over 4,000 arrests and thousands of convictions in the UK a year for politically incorrect statements like, man, these Muslims are kidnapping kids and raping them. Even though it's true, your ass goes to jail.
So being racist or being offensive is worse than raping children. This goes back to what we were saying about death culture. We no longer appreciate children. And Tommy Robinson at the Old Bailey, when they're throwing him into prison, it says above there in huge letters that we must protect the poor, the weak, the children of the world. In giant stone letters. And there he is getting thrown in jail for embarrassing a child rapist. Now, Britain is not that far from us. I know we like to think it's this crazy other world.
We're only 2 years behind him.
Yeah, that's what Ezra Levant says. He's like, it's like getting in a dystopian time machine where I can see where we're going to be in 2 to 5 years. We should be wary of UK.
Well, that's the model. And you saw Merkel on Monday. She said, we've got to get rid of speech to protect freedom.
Well, I'd say 60% of young college students think that hate speech is not included in free speech. In other words, free speech is just there so you can argue if the Beatles are better than the Rolling Stones. Anything else? Sorry, that makes people uncomfortable. It's not included in free speech.
By the way, I love Ezra Levant. The things he's done for free speech, the battles he's been through in Canada, I think the guy's a hero. I had my producer call him this week, try to get him on as a guest. He thought it was a prank call. So please tell Ezra that I want him on the show.
I will. That guy is a warrior. He's never not traveling. The guy is in Paris one day. He's just Tommy's getting sued for like £500,000 because he embarrassed a Muslim. Ezra's over there for that. He's back in Canada. And I think he's going to get fried in this imminent YouTube purge.
Let's talk about that when we come back in 2 minutes. By the way, I was just told Ezra Levant is on the broadcast tomorrow. Gavin McInnes of FreeSpeech.tv is our guest. I'm with InfoWars.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
tell everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.